Gospel as Salvation According to Paul's Letter to the Romans, Chapter 1. From verses 16 and 17 of Paul's letter to the church in Rome, our key text for today, so let me read them to you. Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God is revealed through faith, for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. End quote. The one who is righteous is Jesus, and Jesus lives by faith to show us how to live. This theme carries into the letter Paul writes to the Romans. Paul is talking about faith, God's righteousness, trust, and promises of God. Even though Paul has never met this group from the church in Rome, he knows they are faithful to the gospel and he needs their help. Paul wants to let them know he is faithful to the same good news and is not ashamed to proclaim or profess his feelings and his faithfulness. Paul's letter says in verses 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also the Greek." God remains faithful to the Jews first because he gave a promise of blessing as the chosen ones, and God must remain faithful to them or his promise to us would lose its trustworthiness. God is trustworthy and faithful to his promise, so we can trust his promise to us, his promise of forgiveness. Verse 17 goes on to say, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith." Do we have the faith to live in faith as it is written? The one who is righteous will live by faith. Paul is telling us in this letter that God's righteousness is God keeps God's promise. And those promises remain forever. God's promises are irrevocable. God's promises are for all his creation and is true. Faithfulness is how we know God's righteousness. Faithfulness is shown in Jesus Christ in what he does as he opens the gate of God's righteousness to us. Paul has an agenda. He needs the Roman church to help him get to Spain, or so he thinks. Paul does not want to revive them or stay with them. He wants to be filled with the faith of a faithful church on his way to Spain, where the mission is wide open. Paul's hope for the mission in Spain could go better if he had some rest along the way, and if the Roman church could offer that, they must be of the same mind as Paul. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith." How do we show our faith when we describe our profile? Are we ashamed of the gospel? Paul is trying to tell us faith and righteousness, God's righteousness, is about our faith. The letter to the Romans is about how God has always been and is always faithful to us. Do we get quiet when it's our time to proclaim our faith? If we just open our eyes, we can see God working in places we would not expect. God's faithfulness saves us and has always been trustworthy. We need to be proud and be bold in our proclamation of the gospel, and see that Jesus opens the gate of God's righteousness for us to proclaim the good news. Amen. Let us pray. God of all humanity, you opened the gate and welcomed all, sinners and saints, into your kingdom. Help us to be as welcoming and accepting as you. Give us courage to proclaim your righteousness to all nations, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.